Lays in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Monday and another week of Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN Cleveland. I'm Michael Regai, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, and I'm enthused. I'm excited. We're only about 5 weeks away, give or take a couple of days, from the Browns reconvening in Berea and officially welcoming in this 2013 NFL campaign. So I've got you all week long. We're going to pump up the volume a little bit, right? We're going to roll out the enthusiasm and the energy because I've got a lot of ground to cover. Oh, do we have a lot of ground to cover on Cleveland Browns Daily, and it's going to start tonight. As we know, the playbooks were voluminous on both sides of the football, right? And who better than to begin our first night of this week here in June with the players away from the facility? They're in a period of about 6 to 7 weeks following that last mini camp that took place in the first week of June. Of being on their own, and yet with this new Brown system in place, new philosophy, how does it translate to the football field, i.e. in winning football games? It's a very, very integral and important time. I think we can all agree on that. And we're going to get into that with our quarterback here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Of course, the man that wore number 19 and very close to and near and dear to all of your hearts. Bernie Kosar will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. And I definitely want to discuss this time of year with Bernie as it pertains to Brandon Whedon most specifically. Also, later on in the show, we'll chat with a gentleman that's had a decade now into his 10th year of covering the Cleveland Browns, does a terrific job for the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. I'll talk with Scott Petrak, Browns beat writer, and someone that you can trust with all of the NFL information that he provides. So I'm looking forward to all of that. And as I tweeted out, and you can tweet as well, at Michael Regai, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-R-E-G-H-I, at Michael Regai. I tweeted out earlier today and thrilled that all of you are dropping by to spend this version of Cleveland Browns Daily with yours truly. But I tweeted out something that's foremost on my mind, and that is, I think when you look at it, with Rob Chudzinski, the head coach, and North Turner on the offensive side of the ball, Ray Horton on the defensive side of the ball in mind, I firmly believe that there are three, maybe four, very key positions on this football team where starting jobs are up for grabs, at hand. And it's going to be about this period of time as to how some of those players that have opportunities to really wow, I mean wow, this coaching staff when they get back, how do they take care of their business during this period of time? And I mean with regard to now away from it, digesting the systems, the philosophies that are being put in place with an opportunity for them to become focal points and integral parts of this football team. I think there's a good four positions, couple on each side of the ball, where guys have an opportunity to show Rob Chudzinski, the coordinators and their position coaches, that they can be starters and be guys that are focal points and be counted on to be just that, guys that have earned those positions through their ability to assimilate and then take it out to the football field. So we'll chat with Bernie Kosar about that. We'll chat with Scott Petrak about that. I want you to tweet at the show. Tweet at the show, at Michael Regai. Give me an idea what you think that where position battles may take place with this Cleveland Browns 2013 version as we go to training camp in about 5 weeks, maybe a little less than that from right now. So looking forward to this hour. Stay right where you are. When we get back, coming up, our quarterback from Boardman, Ohio, number 19, Bernie Kosar, joining Cleveland Browns Daily. And you know I'm going to get into the Bernie Kosar quarterbacking mind and try to figure out where Brandon Whedon is right now in this period of adjustment and evolvement for him, as he's got those 5 weeks now to come back with a playbook completely digested of Norv Turner. I don't know. Kosar know better than I. Kosar knows all about the Norv Turner playbook and also the Rob Chudzinski playbook and how those two will make that fit and make that work for Brandon Whedon. Let's get into that as we welcome all of you to Cleveland Browns Daily. We're brought to you by Liberty Ford. Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Bernie Kosar ready to go on the other side. No better way to get this Browns football week rolling than with Bernie Kosar. It's next on Cleveland Browns Daily. Don't go away.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Scream, you scream, we all scream for free ice cream. Tops, Ohio's oldest dairy, has been making your favorite ice cream for more than 100 years. Now through July 9th, get Tops Primetime Ice Cream free with each purchase of a $30 discount Drug Mart gift card and the use of your Courtesy Plus card. That's free 48 ounces of chocolate Moose Tracks, Red Velvet Rush, Buckeye Bites, and many more yummy choices. Discount Drug is open every day, so stop in for free ice cream. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's when I invented trinoculars.
After a day on the boat, seems like the only thing I'm not good at? Fishing. So I head to Bonefish Grill to get the freshest catches. My server appears with tropic heat martinis for me and my crew. Each sip of pineapple and jalapeno turns our day at sea into an epic tale told. My first mate dives into shrimp and scallop saucy, tender seafood sauteed with fresh lime and tomato. It's perfect for the season, just like my boating pants. Finally, I feast on the wood-grilled grouper, delectably fresh from the Gulf Coast. And served with mango salsa, it's even better than being called El Capitan. Well, almost.
Dive into summer at Bonefish Grill with Daybook Scallops. Delivered fresh daily, they're sushi-grade, pan-seared, and served over creamed corn with jalapeno, bacon, and cheese.
Dayboat? I didn't have a night boat. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So good to have you with me on this. It's a football week. It's always a football week, isn't it, with Cleveland Browns Daily in mind. And I know we're still about 5 weeks away from putting on helmet and pads, but I'm energized. Yeah, I'm enthused about how things are going to roll when Rob Chudzinski blows the whistle and gets everybody together coming up in late July. And Browns fans, that's where you come in. You got to start thinking about it right now. Reserve your seats now. Do it now for three Cleveland Browns games starting at $99. Now, that's a tremendous deal, and it's involved with a three-game flex plan. Now, that includes a home opener against the Miami Dolphins, or you might want to choose division rivals in the AFC North, those Cincinnati Bengals, or the black and gold, the Pittsburgh Steelers, plus your choice of two additional tremendous matchups here at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. Or call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah. How you can.
Yeah,
grow.
When I tweeted out today at Michael Regei that number 19, the very erudite and distinctive Bernie Kosar was going to join. You should have seen all the tweets I got about reminiscing about the cold January playoff days once upon a time back as you had to look around the posts in the wonderful Cleveland Browns Stadium when Kosar was dissecting defenses. And with that, we welcome in, as I like to always say, number 19 from Boardman, Ohio, Bernie Kosar. BK, how you doing, man?
Doing good. I actually kind of missed that that mud on the old stadium that was spray painted green for those playoff games.
We all do. As you always said, Bernie, listen, man, January memories, it's got to be about January football in the NFL, and that's where you were for so many years and where the Cleveland Browns want to go. Bernie, I want to start with tonight, as I don't know if you heard some of the open today, but this six-week period, especially with Rob Chudzinski and his offense taking over under the helm of the mastermind, Norv Turner. How vital a time, Bernie, is this for Brandon Whedon right now? He got a taste in minicamp. He got a taste of what Norv Turner wants to accomplish. But what should be the focus of Brandon Whedon from now, or actually the last 2 weeks, right through July 25th until he comes back in here and starts to implement it once again?
Well, you know what? That's an interesting question, not only just for Brandon Whedon, but I really think young players in particular. And it's kind of appropriate this week with the NFL Rookie Symposium going on in Cleveland where all the NFL rookies are here for a week. I think the NFC's first and the AFC the second part of the week, kind of hearing stuff about the history of the game, some of the things to look out for. And one of the things that maybe is a pet peeve of mine, but guys today, you hear a lot say, well, I need time away. I need to get my time. I need to get away from football, maybe take 6-7 weeks off. I completely disagree with that. With the average career being 3.5 years, with the competition being so incredible for these positions, and then just the honor to be playing in the NFL for those 16 Sundays, hopefully playoffs in January, but for those 16 Sundays in the regular season, guys really need to focus and be mentally going through what they learned in OTAs, what they learned in minicamp, especially a team like ours that's young, had a high draft pick, a new system, new terminology. Guys that are in that 2, 3, 4th year of their career, that's imperative that they either make that step and show they belong, show that they're difference makers, show that they're playmakers, or show they're not. And the potential could only last so long, and they're going to be out of the league. So guys, if they check out these 6-7 weeks, and they're not thinking about their plays, not thinking about what they want to do to be successful, it's hard to turn that light switch back on when training camp starts. So even though they're away from actual practice, I really believe it's imperative that football really never leaves your kind of conscious state, and you're mentally going over what you did, what you learned, most importantly, how and what you're going to do when training camp and the games come around.
So the 6 weeks are very, very vital, as Bernie Kosar explains. And BK joins us tonight on Cleveland Browns Daily. All right, Bernie, with North Turner in mind, you know him very, very well. You have certainly studied offensive football under North Turner, and you know of his just tremendous reputation. He came in and he said, I need a couple of things from Brandon Whedon. I need to change the footwork a little bit, and I need him to stop padding the football. 5 and 7 step drops now, BK. How do you feel that Whedon's just natural abilities will play into this adjustment period physically for what North Turner needs him to accomplish?
Well, first and foremost, as me and you talk on and off the air,
yeah,
I really like the system offensively and defensively, the X's and O's that we've really have implemented. And I'm not just saying that to be nice or to be politically right. By far, this is the best system, both with Coach Horton and with Chud and Norv and the offense, that I think we've had since really I think we've come back. And not to throw arrows at anybody, but I'm not a fan, as you know, of the West Coast dink and dunk offense. And I think brilliant conceptually in the 80s and 90s. The teams that are still doing that stuff that Bill Walsh, Joe Montana, and Jerry Rice did in the mid-80s are really at a tough spot right now. And I think we tried to do too much of that last year, which I think led to a lot of the batted balls that have been such a big topic of conversation of Brandon Whedon last year. I think with the more vertical passing game, with more of the 5 and 7 step drops, but rhythmic 5 and 7 step drops, not just drop back 7 steps and take your time. These are timing throws that are more 15 to 25 yards downfield. Just the law of physics of throwing a ball 75 feet as opposed to 5 feet and having that 6'6", 320-pound defensive end standing in between you, it's easier to get the ball down the field. And with Brandon's athleticism, his big arm, he'll need to have his rhythm down. He'll need to have his mental part of it. He can make up a couple tenths of a second that a lot of other quarterbacks can't because of his arm and because of the way, the velocity he could throw the ball at.
Bernie Kosar joining us on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Bernie, North Turner always, because the pass game, again, the vertical pass game that challenges and looks to go over the top of defenses and really, really, again, accents a strong-arm quarterback, it kind of takes precedent. But North Turner has always had a very strong run game, Bernie, as well, in all of his stops, wherever he's been, coordinator, head coach, Washington, Oakland, and also, this last stop was San Diego. How do you believe that Turner and Chudzinski will affect the offensive run game as in addition to and complementing the pass game? Are we going to see a difference with Trent Richardson at the forefront of that?
Well, first, the kind of the Sid Gilman, Air Coryell, Ernie Zampezi, North Turner tree, where that vertical game comes from. A big arm quarterback is helpful at times, but typically the Dan Fouts, the Troy Aikmans, the guys that have been incredibly successful within that system, actually have an incredible sense of timing, rhythm. So understanding, again, back to the other point with Brandon, of where to go and when to go with the football is imperative with that. But what's somewhat lost, I think, in the North Turner system, and I can go back all the way to the late 80s and early 90s, and early 90s when I was with him in Dallas, it's really based off of a power running game and play action pass and running the football. It's a beautiful offense for someone like me, for someone who believes in still physical play of mixing the run and the pass, because the running game and the line coming off and coming at the defense and getting after them and wearing them down physically, and then when they do throw, you're throwing what I call real routes, not check down screens, zero-yard throws, throwing the ball 20 yards downfield. So it puts the defense in somewhat of a catch-22, a quandary, if you're doing it right, because that front seven, maybe front eight, if the safety comes up, has to physically take a pounding from line, tight ends, fullback, tailback coming at you repetitively. But when it is a throw, it's not the screen, the trick-em type play. It's a 20-yard throw over the top of their head. So you need to be moving forward to stop that running game. You need to be playing playing aggressively forward. Yet then when you throw, you got to get back into coverage. And when you take a lot of hits, when you start pounding each other back and forth, that takes its toll. And over time, within a game, it tends to put a lot of stress physically and mentally on a defense.
Bernie Kosar, let's look then. I think one of the under-discussed, and I had in mind, I want to get to the Browns' offensive line with you. Now, so how big a difference does George Warhop, the O-line coach, has to be? And do you believe that philosophically the aggressive attack mentality of Thomas and Greco, Pinkston, Swartz, and Mack, those five guys that got to, move people, how big of a factor will that become on the aggressive attack nature of an offensive line? And do you think they are suited to this style of play? Will they find it very comfortable for them?
Well, again, what really makes you a good football player and what makes you successful in between the white lines and are you as humans, are we physically suited to do this? I'm not sure any of us really are suited to physically go be aggressive and bang heads like we're supposed to there. Whether they want to or not, whether they're suited for it or not, they are going to have to do it if they want to play football in this system. You have to be able to go forward. You have to be physical. And you have to like it because you're going to do it in practice. You're going to have to do it in a game. And it's a right or wrong, it's a result-oriented, I think, world and game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to do that. That is the way the system is going to be. I do believe that's the correct way to play the game. That's the most stable way to try to consistently score, win games, play football. So they're going to have to. I think they are somewhat suited for it. Is the depth there with some of the injuries that will happen in the course of any NFL team? That's to be determined. That's why I wasn't so adverse to the Browns possibly adding in the draft some offensive linemen, mm-hmm. as some people said, hey, maybe they don't need them. Well, yeah, if everybody stays perfect and no one gets hurt. But in the NFL, reality is people are going to get hurt. And in a physical, and you play even more of a physical game, the percentages of that happening increase even more.
Yeah, no question about that. Absolutely. Position battles, too, Bernie, I think are going to come into play. We're kind of making that the theme of the show. I think there's a couple on the offensive side of the ball, and you can, again, you can elaborate on how vital that, you know, Jordan Cameron has a just magnificent opportunity here, I think, to be not only a red zone weapon, but be a guy that could step forward and establish his career like we've seen Jimmy Graham do in New Orleans, but even the tight ends in Norv's system. Do you believe that Jordan Cameron is up for that kind of challenge and has what it takes to show that not just flashes, but that he's a difference maker and a playmaker in this system?
Well, first, we are going to find out. Jordan Cameron, Brandon Wheaton couldn't have a better system given their God-given gifts and their athleticism. This will show this type of system. If they can't play in this system,
yeah,
and they can't be a difference maker in this system, then they can't be a difference maker within the league because the way their gifts and athleticism sets up, these are perfect opportunities for him. You know, Jordan's making that switch from basketball, mm-hmm. to football. He's about his third or fourth year of doing that. It's now kind of that do or die time to, are you a player? Are you a go-to guy? Are you a difference maker? Can you stay healthy? enough to be reliable. Those things are what everybody's really looking at, especially when you have a new coaching staff, when you have a new front office. I mean, none of these guys were picked by any of the current front office or coaching staff.
Sure.
We all have something to prove all the time, even more so when it's a new staff. And then given that the average career is 3.5 years and Cameron's into his third and fourth year of this stuff, it's very imperative for somebody exactly like him to show he could be a playmaker and more than just a one-dimensional thing inside the 10-yard line, as like you astutely point out, in the red zone.
Well, I love that because you're so right with regard to guys. We're going to find out if they're able to step forward and show that they're going to have monumental NFL careers that fall by the wayside. BK, I love spending time with you. I love talking the game with you. As always, thanks so much. I hope things are well in your world this summer. And I know you and I will be doing it here as we get closer.
Yeah, call me during the week and I'm around. I moved up to Cleveland, so I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here and fighting traffic on 422 with the construction.
Well, listen, don't fight it too hard because we usually lose the battles with traffic construction. So stay smooth, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, BK. We'll talk to you. That's Bernie Kosar, everybody. Boardman, Ohio's very own, and always a contributor with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. I tell you what, I still sometimes, you know, when Kosar starts, getting real effusive about offensive philosophy, it's something that gets me, geared up and ready to go. I do have my ankles taped, by the way, today, as I came in for day one of Cleveland Browns Daily. You got to have the ankles taped and ready to put the pads and helmets on. So Kosar gets me in that kind of rhythm, as he speaks of. Don't go away. A lot more Cleveland Browns Daily coming your way, brought to you by Liberty Ford. Bernie mentioned the rookie symposium. I'll be telling you about that, and I'm going to look at some of your thoughts, ideas, and questions as you tweet them at yours truly, at Michael Regai. Regai in for Carucci. More Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Liberty Ford, is happening with you right now on ESPN 850 WKNR. Don't move.
To buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All You Can Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All You Can Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Whoa. Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to? Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather-trimmed seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The final days of the Lincoln sales event are here. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The heat is on.
Oh, Dave DiNatale, yeah, that's very apropos.
And they're coming to Cleveland, don't you know, in about 2 weeks, right?
Glenn Frey, part of the Eagles, heating us up as we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. And Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. And a good time of year. Football coaches always say, hey, they'd like to start right now if they could. I bet you when Rob Chudzinski saw that the temperature got above 90 degrees this weekend here in the big league city of Cleveland, I guarantee you he was saying, I wish we could go right now, put the helmet and pads on, and nothing better for coaches than to be able to get the boys assembled when the temperatures really start to heat up. And it got me thinking today, and I ask you to tweet at me, all of you are outstanding listeners of Cleveland Browns Daily, and you can still do it, tweet at Michael Regai as I sit in for Vic Carucci on Ask Vic. I ask you today about the battles at position groupings and what the competition would bring. How many positions do you think on this Browns football team that there legitimately might be competition? I mean, you got to go out and show Chudzinski and coordinators Turner and Horton and all of your position coaches that you could go win a job. Now, there's ample opportunity there. I'm going to start on the defensive side of the football. Okay, Christopher Stroh at SuperStroh64 tweeted at me earlier today, and on the defensive side of the football, he says a cornerback has to be one and safety has to be another. Christopher, we appreciate the tweet at Cleveland Browns Daily, and I agree with you. There are two positions that came to mind, free safety and one of the corners opposite Joe Hayden. Now, think about this. I really believe that the Browns hierarchy and the coaching staff, they'd love to see the third-round draft pick, who I'm going to talk to tomorrow, by the way, and have you listen to the thoughts of young Leon McFadden out of San Diego State at the AFC Rookie Symposium. I think the coaching staff, in fact, I more than think, I'm pretty deeply entrenched in the idea that the Browns coaching staff would really love to see him grab the mantle, take that job and make it his own opposite Joe Hayden. Now, to do that, he's going to have to beat out Chris Owens. I think a lot of you are saying, well, who's Chris Owens? Owens, starting experience and Washington Redskins, and not a big corner at 5'9", about 185 pounds. McFadden is larger, but when you factor in Chris Owens, who was working with the ones quite a bit at that corner opposite Hayden in minicamp, and Buster Skrine, although I believe that Skrine is ultimately going to find his niche in the slot against slot receivers and possibly even as the nickelback. Leon McFadden, he has a wonderful opportunity to come into this Cleveland Browns organization and show that he should be on the football field right from the get-go opposite Joe Hayden. That's what he was drafted for. Now he's going to have to, again, beat out Chris Owens. He's going to have to beat out Buster Skrine. He may even have to beat out Johnson Batamosi. And as I mentioned, Batamosi, that takes us back to the free safety spot. Now think about this. At the free safety spot, paired up with T.J. Ward, who's going to be around the line of scrimmage a lot. You could count on that. We saw it in Ray Horton's defensive scheme during minicamp weeks. They want to use Ward as kind of a, you know, he's a hard hitter. They want to use him as another hybrid linebacker out of that 3-4. So I would think that that free safety spot, you've got Tashawn Gibson, who was holding that free safety spot down and getting a lot of the reps there. Might they even consider moving Johnson Batamosi there? Batamosi has got a world of talent, everybody. And he showed it on special teams last year and is looking, I think, to enhance that a little bit. He's one of the guys I'm really going to be locked in on when the Browns start for earnest in earnest on July the 25th. And don't forget about Jamoris Slaughter. Now, Slaughter was a sixth-round pick out of Notre Dame, and we know he's coming off the ACL from a year ago. But Jamoris Slaughter, in fact, if you saw the piece in the Cleveland Plain Dealer over the weekend, Slaughter was from Mary Kay Cabot, the fine beat writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. It was all about Jamoris Slaughter saying, hey, don't count me out. He got a chance to get on, get reps and get on the football field, even while he's still not 100%. But between Tashawn Gibson and possibly Johnson Batamosi and Jamoris Slaughter, those three young players, have tremendous opportunity to grab the starting free safety role opposite T.J. Ward. Okay? So now, it'll depend on how they play. And I do like the Browns front office approach and the coaching staff approach there. Say, let's find out about the young guys that we've got on this roster. Let's see if a couple of them are capable of being the ones that can start to establish themselves as an NFL starter and then hopefully break out and continue to grow from there. If it can't happen, we know what it'll do. The Browns will be looking at the waiver wire during the course of the training camp portion and the preseason August portion of the schedule. So there's two positions, certainly, in that secondary of Ray Horton's. The cornerback opposite Joe Hayden and the free safety spot that are there for the taking. Who's going to step up and claim it? Who's going to win your confidence as you look at how the Browns' young players will structure themselves defensively? Those are two of the positions on the defensive side of the ball where definitely starting spots are up for grabs. All right, we appreciate you, all of you at Twitter with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We're not done with it because at the end of the show tonight, we'll also continue our look and see where more of your thoughts lie with position battles that may be up for grabs. And you could tweet at the show, at Michael Regei, and I certainly will get your thoughts, ideas, opinions, and questions out there. Don't go away. A lot more Cleveland Browns Daily still to come. When I get back, we'll chat with one of the, I think, terrific beat writers that we have, not just here covering the Browns, but in the National Football League, Scott Petrak, good pal from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. We'll get Petrak's thoughts about things going on with the Browns right now, so don't move. That's next. Michael Regei, excited to be with you, in for Vic Carucci, who's vacationing. This is Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. Oh,
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy Daylon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
NTV has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTV, save big dollars off big brands. Get $100 off, plus save an extra $50 with your Service Central credit card. That's up to $150 off. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Pirelli, Cooper, Yokohama, and Hankook. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTV for big dollars off big brands. Up to $150 now through Sunday. $100 mail-in rebates valid on purchase of 4 select in-stock tires. Taxes and disposal fees apply. Additional $50 mail-in rebate valid on tire purchase of $399 or more before tax. Made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval. Valid 6/10/13 through 6/24/13. See store and rebate forms for complete offer details. Void where prohibited. See ntv.com for details. Save big dollars off big brands. Up to $150. You're ready to roll. NTV Service, tires, and oil.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR with your host, Michael Regai. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Not in the way that you told me. Not in the way you say you can.
Oh, the dulcet tones of producer extraordinaire Dave DiNatale. Thank you, David, as such a delight to be with David and all of you. We're all holding the line, right? As Toto would say, we're holding the line in anticipation. And for yours truly, and I bet you a lot of you, with tremendous enthusiasm and energy and excitement over the beginning of this Rob Chudzinski era of Cleveland Browns football. I mean, I've been saying it since January, and I'm not going to be back off on it. I am going to stay very, very consistent because a lot of it has to, and we'll get into this later in the week, a lot of it for me has to do because of the attacking, aggressive teachings and nature of the two coordinators of this football team. And we'll get into that as the week goes on. But we'll also get into it a little bit right now, because I want you to grab the insights and the wisdom of Scott Petrak as I chat with the gentleman who I talk to a lot on the sidelines at OTAs and mini camps, and I think you're going to enjoy what we have to put down with the fine veteran who's been around the Browns for quite some time. I always very much enjoy chatting the Browns in the National Football League with one of my favorite guys on the beat, and I mean that sincerely because of his tremendous knowledge about this football team that you all love in the National Football League. We're joined by Scott Petrak of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, a full decade now of covering the NFL. Scotty, how you doing? How's the summer going?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
I'm great, and I always look forward to our conversations, whether we're in Berea or at the stadium, as I really feel and know that Scott has his pulse on everything that's going on with the Browns. Scott, let's start right here. We were chatting at minicamp, and to me, I'm very intrigued, I know you are too, about the makeup of this coaching staff under Rob Chudzinski with Norv Turner and Ray Horton. How much of a premium should we place on this new coaching staff, with all due respect to the previous one, and that, Scott, this team should be in position because of those three to be able to take a significant jump? Is that fair to say?
I think it is. You know, it's dangerous, Reg, to think about, okay, we get two new coordinators, all of a sudden that means four or five more wins. So I'm not sure it translates like that, but I think you'll see specific areas where especially the coordinators have a big impact. On offense for Norv Turner, I think he's going to help Brandon Whedon. I think he's going to give him plays that he likes. He's a little more comfortable in than last year's offense. And I think he's going to show up inside the red zone. Just watching the mini camps and the OTAs, I saw some stuff I liked inside the 20, some plays, some route combinations that got guys open. And, you know how important it is to get that 7 points rather than three. So I think that's where Norv Turner shows up. And then on the other side of the ball, Ray Horton is really going to bring a attacking, aggressive style. We've heard it since the moment he was hired. And you talk to these guys on that side of the ball, and they said he's already brought it. So I think you're going to notice more blitzes, more aggression, maybe more turnovers, maybe give up a few more big plays, but they'll be willing to do that because they think it's going to be, you know, balanced out by the sacks, the interceptions, and the fumbles.
Turner and Horton, obviously, as Scott alludes to, both have tremendous credentials and have been extremely productive on their sides of the football, which then takes us, Scott Petrak, to Rob Chudzinski, his first go-round. Now, we saw with Romeo Crennel and Pat Shurmur on game day, Scott, during those 60 minutes where things get so very, very hectic that at points the wheels came off. I'm going to ask you to get your crystal ball out a little bit. Do you think Chudzinski may be more apt to handle game day situation and game day pressure with a little bit greater ease than what I just alluded to from Browns head coaches in the past?
I would say yes, but it's still a big unknown to me. We've never seen him have to do it. We've never seen him really faced with any adversity as a head coach. You know, just talking to him, minicamp, there's not a whole lot going on, all the OTAs. We didn't even get to talk to him after the Josh Gordon stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how he reacts when stuff's not going the right way. And that's what happens on game day. You know, you got to waste the time out early. You know, do I challenge? Do I not challenge? All those split-second decisions that a head coach has to make, and then he gets asked about it for the next week if it doesn't turn out the right way. I do think that Chud's a smart guy. I know he's prepared. I mean, he was here twice before, so we knew him a little bit. And he knew that he was prepared. And so I think he's going to set himself up well, but you just never know how you're going to react. So I think he's the biggest wild card when you throw in Horton and Turner, because those guys have the experience in those jobs while Chud doesn't.
Scott Petrak, a decade of covering the Cleveland Browns in the NFL, joining me on Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Liberty Ford. Delighted to have Scott with us. All right, Brandon Whedon, there's a six-week period right now where Whedon is away, as are all the Browns, before they start training camp in late July. How vital do you believe that it is? As Brandon Whedon got his first sense during an OTA and a couple of mini camps of Norv Turner's offense, how just very vital is it, Scott, that that Whedon takes even more steps, and although it may sound funny, that he's in that playbook in this six-week period and comes back with it, you know, hopefully completely digested and ready to implement it?
Oh, yeah, it's crucial. And he said that on the last day of the minicamp, on his way out of town, that he was going to be in the playbook. Now it's the iPad, a couple hours a night, just so he doesn't lose touch with it. And for a guy like Whedon, we know he's going to throw the ball well, so that's not an issue. You know, he can rest the arm and work on routes, you know, a little bit. But the big thing for him is to know the intricacies of that offense. And we're out there watching practice, and he'll throw a pass, and, you know, they'll run a route, and he'll get a completion, and he goes back. And Norv will say, you know, I didn't want the ball to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to go here. So that's the kind of thing Whedon's got to figure out. Where does Norv want the ball to go? If I see this defensive front, where do I shift to? You know, which plays am I looking for the outlet? He's got to know that. He's got to know it fast, because you can't wait till 3 weeks into the season. You can't wait till week four of the regular season. You know, this is a huge year, a do-or-die year for Brandon Weeden. So he's got to get to training camp on July 25th or 26th and have a sense of what North Turner wants. And if that takes being in a playbook 4 hours a day or going back and watching film of the Chargers to see how Phillip Rivers ran that offense, then that's what Whedon's got to do.
Scott, I don't know if you had a chance to hear on the show last week, but one of the national NFL beat writers, Jason Lockenfour of CBSSports.com, really painted a glum, grim picture of the Cleveland Browns on the offensive side of the ball. Scotty, did you see it? I got to tell you, it took me aback. I'm sorry, I don't share the same belief, but I wanted to get your thoughts with regard to that and in terms of what you see potentially in this Browns offense as a whole, and shouldn't it be much brighter than the picture that Lockenfour created?
Well, I certainly think so. I have a much more optimistic look for this offense. I think it's a huge offense or a huge year for a lot of these guys on that side of the ball. I already mentioned it's a big year for Trent Richardson. Can he stay healthy, and can he show that he's a number three pick? You know, not just a gamer and goes out there and, you know, runs for 900 yards. And, you know, he's got to be the guy that threatens defense and scares defenses. He can be the number one option to set up the long downfield passing that Norv wants to do with Weeden. Bigger for him, huger for Josh Gordon when he comes off the suspension. And then Jordan Cameron, the tight end, nicked up a lot, has a big upside athletically, but we've never seen the production that matches. So if he doesn't do it this year, they move on. If Weeden doesn't do it this year, they move on. So I think there's maybe a handful of guys on offense. You can look at some of the young offensive guards, that if they don't do it, it's time to move on. But I see potential in all these guys. I like Weeden more than a lot of people do. I think he's going to be fine, and I think he's going to show it this year. So, I thought Lockenfour was off base. And I also think that, you know, he's tight with some of the guys in the front office. And I think it's the natural evolution of things. A new regime takes over, and they want to lower expectations. And this regime has done that. And they said, when pressed on it, they said, hey, we're not asking for a free pass this year. But they've let it be known that there's work to be done. They're not trying to win right away in 2013. It's more of a 2 or 3 year down the road thing. And I think that's just another way of managing expectations by saying, you know what, we don't know we have an offense, and it could be a lot worse than people are expecting.
Scott Petrak joining us. You read him, and please do. And make sure you look at all of his blogs and on Twitter as well. He's the Browns NFL beat writer for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, been doing it for a decade and doing it very, very well. Scott, let's stay with the offense here for a second, and I'm asking our listeners today, and I tweeted out about position battles of importance where starting jobs very conceivably and then most undoubtedly are going to be up for grabs. Let's stay on the offensive side of the ball. You mentioned the offensive guards.
Mm-hmm.
Sean LaValle and Jason Pinkston, one of them, both of them are going to have to ward off Johnny Greco. Greco, who started when Pinkston went down last year. How do you see that shaping out, and do you see Greco being the guy that ultimately wins one of those jobs with either LaValle or Pinkston coming off the bench in a backup role?
I do. I think we're going to see Greco in right guard and Pinkston in left guard. And, you know, that's fine. I think Greco played well in place of Pinkston last year. Pinkston showed promise in, you know, 2011, and he got, you know, had the blood clots that knocked him out of last year. But I think he's fine. I think he's a player in this league. You know, if you're going to have two positions on offense that you can just fill guys, you know, put guys in to fill the jobs, it's the two offensive guard spots. So, you know, I'm fine with that three-man combination, and you pick two of them, and I think they'll be fine. I think Pinkston's maybe a little more athletic than LaValle. But, you know, we haven't seen him in pads, and Chud hasn't seen him in pads, so that'll make the decision. But I think it'll be Greco and Pinkston will be your guys.
Okay, and then, Scotty, what about on the tight end side as well? And you mentioned him earlier. I think Jordan Cameron's got a tremendous amount of upside. And in the realm of North Turner's offense, in the seam, catching the football, and in mismatches where they get him 16 to 22 yards down the football field and in the red zone. However, though, Gary Barnage, Kellen Davis, even Brad Smelly, they all had their moments while Cameron was nursing a hamstring for a couple of days in the recent minicamp. Does Jordan Cameron step to the forefront and hang on to his job against that competition?
I'm not so sure about that. I think he gets every chance to hang on to the job. But if you get a mistimed injury in training camp, whether it's, he had a groin and a hamstring this offseason. You get one of those, you get a calf, whatever it is, and you miss a week or two, it's tough to get back in there. And he had the same thing last year. He had a real strong start to training camp, got banged up at the end, missed a couple preseason games, and just never seemed to get that rhythm back that he had. So I know that they want him to succeed, and I think he gives the offense way more options than any of your other options, other choices at tight end. But I think you're going to see a lot of Gary Barnidge, who frankly surprised me this offseason. He looked good. He had good hands. Big guy. I think he can block. I think he can run a little bit. Not the athlete that Cameron is, but I would think you see a lot of Gary Barnidge, and then Cameron's got to prove he can stay on the field and make those catches, like you said, 16, 20 yards that we all think he can make. He's got to prove it on Sunday.
Yeah, I sure hope so, because such a target in the red zone, and we know that even that was featured in the last regime a little bit. Scotty, listen, we very much appreciate your time, buddy. Always a delight in chatting with you, whether it's here on the show or on the sidelines in Berea. I love your insight, and we'll look for more of it as we get closer to training camp and the start of the preseason and regular season. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll look for you soon.
Hey, always good talking to you, Rich.
Thanks a lot. Scott Petrak, ladies and gentlemen, from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. And, again, check him out. Love his insights, and we always enjoy what he brings to the table here with regard to your Cleveland Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Liberty Ford. Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, asking, join us on Twitter, at Michael Regai. Position battles with starting slots up for grabs. What do you think are the most prominent going into camp? We'll take a look at some of your responses at Michael Regai on Twitter. When we get back, give us a timeout. Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by our friends at Liberty Ford.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Hey, you, with the chronic back pain, do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine. Annoyingly stiff or awfully stubborn. Whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com. Then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
We get you back for the final moment or so of Cleveland Browns Daily. Want to check Twitter real quick. At CharlieBlue47 tweets at Michael Reguy. BK sounded so good, Reguy. Couldn't be happier for him and love his insights. We do too, Charlie Blue. A future quarterback coach? I think we all have certainly wondered at one time or other. It'll be sooner rather than later, I would think, in some capacity, that Bernie Kosar is going to be back. I appreciate Bernie Kosar joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. Also appreciate Scott Petrak, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer at the throttle of everything we do. Don't forget tomorrow, it's the AFC Rookie Symposium. I'll be chatting with the Browns' recent draft selections, and you'll hear them all coming up this week right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. That's going to do it for us. 3D with